From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Thursday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura sent out invitations to the negotiations on Tuesday, but did not disclose who was on the list. The United States and China agreed Wednesday to work together to ensure that North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing, stressing the North Korean issue is a high priority for the U.S. government.
Now's the time, we believe, for action that can bring North Korea back to the table. I agree with my fellow minister. There is a goal in sanctions. It's to get to the negotiations.
The two sides disagree on whether and what kind of sanctions to use against North Korea following its recent nuclear test. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram. International Criminal Court judges have authorized an investigation into allegations that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed during the 2008 Russia-Georgia conflict. A three-judge panel in The Hague Wednesday gave a prosecutor approval to investigate crimes allegedly committed in and around the breakaway Georgian region of South Ossetia in August of 2008. This is VOA News. Human Rights Watch says rights crackdowns took place worldwide in 2014, making the year the most tumultuous in a generation. In its 2015 World Report, the organization says no human rights challenge in the past year has been more significant than the emergence of the Islamic State group. France's justice minister stepped down Wednesday after objecting to a government move to revoke the citizenship of convicted French-born terrorists if they have a second nationality. The Élysée Palace announced in a statement that President François Hollande accepted Christiane Taubira's resignation just ahead of a cabinet meeting and hours before a parliament commission debate on the citizenship bill. Nigeria is on the edge of an outbreak of Lassa fever. Health officials have confirmed 57 cases of the disease, and more than half of those individuals have died. Chris Stein has more.
Nigeria's health ministry says 34 people have died from Lassa fever since the outbreak began in the north late last year. Lagos reported its first case earlier this month, and the disease has spread further south to Edo and Akwa Ibom states. In its early stages, symptoms include headache and fever. In later stages, the symptoms can include bleeding from the mouth and other orifices. The symptoms are similar to those of the Ebola virus. Both Ebola and Lassa are considered hemorrhagic fevers. Lassa is transmitted through contact with rat excrement. Chris Stein, Lagos.
South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar is taking his campaign against President Salva Kiir's plan to create 28 states to the African Union Thursday. Machar is expected to attend the African Union summit in Addis Ababa in January. He will likely urge the African leaders to tell President Salva Kiir to drop his creation of the states. Rebel leaders have said the division of South Sudan into 28 states will bring about more community unrest and take away land from one tribal group and give it to another. According to a survey released Wednesday, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are locked in a tight Democratic presidential nominating contest in the crucial Midwest state of Iowa. Sanders says what really matters is how many of his supporters participate in the process.
I think what the Iowa campaign ends up being about is one word, and that is turnout.
Quinnipiac University said Sanders has gained the support of 49% of Democrats likely to participate in next Monday's party caucuses in Iowa, compared to 45% for Clinton. On the Republican side, Donald Trump, the leading contender in his party for the 2016 presidential race, says he is boycotting the last candidate's debate before next week's first election contest in the Midwestern state of Iowa. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.